Pointer Sisters?
Yeah, the Pointer Sisters, Wendy. You know why? Because we're going to give people some pointers about their Thanksgiving. It all ties in. Dane Neal is here.
Did you choose this?
No,
because it seems right up your alley.
You've seen my iPod. It's nothing but Pointer Sisters, top to bottom.
And Wham.
And a lot of Wham. You know, you got to mix things up a little bit.
Cool in the Gang.
Yeah, some Cool in the Gang thrown in. What's wrong with that?
Is that the voice of Dane Neal I
hear? Yeah, as a matter of fact, Wendy, Dane Neal is sitting right over there, and he's here to share some ideas for Thanksgiving.
Well,
Go ahead, Dane.
Well, yeah. Bill is a musical and radio savant, of course, Pointer Sisters, because people around the country, certainly here in the Midwest, are pointing at the turkey they want to eat.
So true.
For Thanksgiving. We're going to cover a few different things today. You know, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that everybody kind of agrees on, comes together. It's a universal holiday everybody celebrates.
Except for Bill. You're the only one who really...
He celebrates the holiday. He just isn't into like the food component
right.
I guess,
of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. It's
that's
like,
true.
I love it.
He's like, I will not give thanks.
It's right. The only time I love being around my family, and I mean truly love.
Wow. I hope we have this on tape.
Well, it's just everybody is really thankful on Thanksgiving. I have to tell you that.
But aren't you on other days? I'm just as thankful. I'm more thankful on other days. Aren't you kind of?
Well, yeah, we're nice to each other all the time. But there's something about saying grace at the table and having the whole family sitting there, the in-laws and my family all coming together and the kids. It's just... It's really created a tradition where the kids look forward to it.
See? Well, Thanksgiving means a lot of different things to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Many people agree with Wendy and enjoy those components of it. But it's the kind of thing that everybody's got to eat and everybody wants to do some different things. So we've got everything from the whole turkey, you know, whether you can go get them at the Jewels, right? Or you can get them at your local grocery store. Or you can go that extra mile. I know Wendy has done some of that and get kind of a fresh turkey. Right? And you can get that opportunity.
It's so fresh you have to slap it. Or it slaps you. I don't remember.
You're slapping each other.
Okay.
Right, which is really great. And so we've got Kyle Zimmerman in. He is the vice president at Harrison Poultry Farms. And you think of this, you think of the whole farm situation. A lot of people would love the idea of fresh. It's a great, great buzzword. You definitely want it with your turkey. But the idea of going out to a farm, you know, tackling your own turkey, picking him out like you would a lobster at Red Lobster, and sentencing him to your own personal death, I think is unpleasant, right? So at Harrison, really.
Not the way you just described it, Dane. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, what they do is they give you the opportunity to have that fresh turkey, all natural, have it already ready to go for you, as close as Glenview is, and I think for the suburbs, you can get there from almost anywhere in the Chicagoland area, which isn't always an option. And Kyle is here to explain, number one, how it works for generations. He's the vice president. But how people can get your own fresh turkey from Harrison for Thanksgiving.
Kyle, thank you for being here. We really appreciate you being here. How noticeable is the difference? You guys, you're serving them up super, super fresh, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so explain the difference.
You've never had a turkey taste as good. Is that probably the case?
Yeah, and I mean, I've tried them from all over the place, and it is a huge difference, I'll tell you that. We don't do much advertising. Most of our customers hear about us from word of mouth or from their grandmothers, their great-grandmothers. You know, we've been around 124 years, and it's been...
In Glenview,
yeah.
See?
It's the first time I'm hearing of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's probably because we don't advertise. You're not in the immediate area, but we're starting to grow a little bit now. And like I said, it's kind of a family tradition to get your birds from us, and that's because it is such a noticeable difference. People are proud of it. It makes a difference. You know, if you can be the best cook in the world, but if you're not starting with the right ingredients, you're not going to end up with the best product.
How many times have we talked about those situations where if you grew up on Ponderosa, and I know, Wendy, you and I both have kind of an affinity for it, but once you've had that really great butcher, you know, shop steak.
It doesn't compare.
It's like, how could it? And I think it's that kind of thing, right? Is it a night and day thing when you have people come back after getting one of your turkeys saying fresh is so much different?
Yeah, I would say we have very good customer retention for that reason exactly. It does really make a huge difference.
All right, go through the time frame. If you're getting it from you, if you're getting it super, super fresh, what is the time that turkey last walked around to you when you're getting it, as opposed to if you got it a frozen one somewhere else? What are the time differences?
So talking exclusively for Thanksgiving, for that week of Thanksgiving, all of our turkeys are walking around that Saturday before.
Wow.
They come to us that Sunday and then pick up in the stores Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Is it too late to order?
It is not too late to order. We're selling out of certain sizes, so definitely get on the phone and give us a call. But yeah,
Wendy
needs
a four-incher.
No, I'm going.
They Kyle, let me ask you this.
The turkey calculator says a pound and a half per person if you want leftovers. Any truth to that?
Yes, that is what we figure, and I've always found it to be true.
About 18-pounder. That's what I'm looking
for.
Yeah.
Still available?
Still available.
While supplies last?
And what about a side breast? Because I like to do that as well. Because most people like the... How old are you, Dane?
Well, you're just saying things that are funny, so I'm sorry.
You know, a lot of people like the breast meat.
Exactly.
And so I cook a breast on the side. God, I can't look at them. So people, you just slice that up and people get to bring that home for turkey sandwiches later. Is that a common thing?
It is, yeah, definitely. Especially because a lot of people now especially are getting more and more people that are coming to their house for Thanksgiving. Our biggest turkey is 32 pounds, but that
Holy
actually...
Holy moly!
Big. That's that very large.
Wow. Cluck!
So if you're getting...
Gobble.
You're getting a frozen turkey from your grocery store, when was that last around? When was that last alive?
Right, this is great.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, and I think that's kind of what's scary about it. I've heard horror stories where turkeys didn't sell the Thanksgiving prior, and then they're back on the shelves.
No, can they do that, really?
Isn't there an expiration date stamped on it?
They're supposed to, well, frozen goods are good for 6 months, so obviously that was pushing it, and I didn't see it myself. I can't swear to the validity of it, but... The bottom line is, if you're buying a frozen turkey, you really don't know how long it's been sitting there, and fresh is always better than frozen. Yeah.
And right. You're going to always see the that is one of the big steps in preparing a turkey that kind of throws people off is that whole the thawing it, right?
That so is you, a big pain.
Right? You know, I've had people when we do the, you know, the Thanksgiving show say that they didn't thaw it properly. They put it in the oven before it was thawed. It causes a ton of problems. So to have it fresh, I think, is a ton better. I had asked Kyle if, since they're walking around, if there's any way to obtain, you know, pictures of that specific turkey with that day's paper.
Right.
Like they'll often do in a hostage situation.
Can you hold up a headline? Yeah.
Right. So that you know that it's fresh. And I'm sure that's one thing they don't necessarily offer there. One thing I think is really great is that you can cut it to order. So if you come in and you have a certain way that you want it done, you know, you've got butchers on site or maybe Kyle yourself, and you'll kind of prepare it the way that people need.
Yeah, exactly. And people really like that about us because there are a lot of trends going around for turkeys. Some people like them cut up. A big one is spatchcocked now, which is the back is removed and then it's butterflied, so it lays flat. And it cooks really nicely that way. But it's hard to do. But
you couldn't do that yourself, really. You need butchers to do it.
Exactly. And our butchers have been with us. Most of them have been there for 30 years. My brother and I have been doing it since we were 14. My dad's going on 46 years. This is 46th Thanksgiving. So.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. I know deep frying them has become a big trend. And everybody,
it has.
And I'm not the biggest fan of turkey meat, but everybody goes, if you have it deep fried, you never try anything else. Is it really good? Have you done this?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah. My favorite way, though, is smoked turkey. My neighbor makes an excellent smoked turkey. And actually, he was nice enough to write up his recipe, and we're going to be posting it on the website today.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Now, I know a bunch of restaurants are working in conjunction with you, right? What are the restaurants that are serving up your turkeys?
So turkey time is huge for people like you, too. You don't want to cook, but a lot of great restaurants will do that for you. One that I really like is the Chocolate Sanctuary in Gurnee. They're a newer customer for us, but they're a new restaurant in general. They've been around since 2015, but they do an excellent job. It's really cool, too. It's kind of like a cocoa-themed, so like chocolate-themed restaurant. And they have a lot
of really
great
dishes. Well,
you
need to move in
there. I would live. Yeah, I would definitely live there. So I don't understand if they do chocolate. I wouldn't associate turkey.
Chocolate covered turkey. You've never heard of that, Bill?
Delicious.
Yeah.
What's
so they're
the tie-in?
They're pretty creative. It's usually it's a subtle hint. It can be on the side dish or maybe just a little bit of flavor. But my favorite dish from them is their chicken mole, which is I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it's a chocolate. Yeah, exactly. It's a chocolate-based Hispanic sauce, and it's excellent.
Oh, that does sound good.
Right. And I'm not sure what they're going to be doing to tie the chocolate into their Thanksgiving. I imagine it probably be a side dish because Thanksgiving is a traditional holiday and there's definitely a certain style to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, who knows? They could surprise you. But either way, I've never been disappointed with the food there.
Oh, good. Very, very
so
good.
So there's a bunch of different restaurants around Chicago, and obviously that's a great testimonial doing it right. And if you want to get one of these turkeys yourself and have it for your own personal Thanksgiving, when you had asked, and it's not too late to go ahead and call, order it, have it done, prepared the way that you want. Give out the website for people to get a hold
of you. Well, you don't cook them, do you?
No.
We don't cook them, but,
but they'll
actually
work cut it up.
Dress them, correct?
Yeah, we'll prepare it any way you want.
Okay.
The seasoning, the stuffing, all that is on you. But if you don't want to cook it and you want to have Thanksgiving in your own home, we do work with a lot of really great caterers in the area. Catering by Michaels is one of the biggest caterers in Chicagoland. They do an excellent job. We've got Scandia Catering and Wilmette that'll do them for us.
I know those guys. They're
great.
Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of options. If you don't want to do the cooking, you can still have Thanksgiving at home.
And what I meant by prepare is that if you want it cut up a certain way or the spatchcocking, that you guys will go ahead and do that too. So give that website out so people can get themselves a turkey.
Yeah, definitely. You can find us at www.harrisonspoultryfarm.com, and that's Harrison's with an S at the end.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, and if you want to place an order, just give us a call. Phone number is 847-724-0132, and we are there. My brother and my dad are holding down the phones right now. So give them something to work for, you know?
Perfect.
thank you, Kyle.
Greatly appreciate it. We'll take a quick break and then more discussion next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, we'll do that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Shake your left hand, gobble. Shake your right hand, gobble. Shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble.
This is the Dane Neal theme song for Thanksgiving.
We're all familiar with the chicken dance, then the more obscure but certainly timely and relevant gobble dance.
Yes, very
totally
pleasant.
Different.
Yep. Dane, more superstars in the studio with us. Please introduce.
You know, really. So for Thanksgiving, the turkey is the superstar. And so it was great to have Kyle in to talk some of the turkeys from Harrison. But not everybody, and Bill, you mentioned it. You're not, and there's a lot of people out there that aren't necessarily big fans of the whole turkey situation.
It's a lot of preparing work.
Yeah,
there's a lot of work.
Or their family.
No, that. Right. No, that's right, Whitney. There's a lot of time. It's not even just the meal. It's there is so much to it. And sometimes the way the family dynamic is, it's just better to get out there and have kind of a restaurant experience. This is really cool. And there's going to be a number of these we'll share over the next few days. But this was great to have these guys in studio. You know, Carlucci Restaurant, mm-hmm. Joe Carlucci, some of the great stuff that they've done. And in studio, happy and excited to have him back with Carlucci. Now, he's cooked for James Beard Dinners, New York, Napa, Spain, 3 and 4 stars from Pat Bruno and, of course, Phil Vitale. It is the one and only Chef John Harutunian, or Johnny Hart, Chef. Welcome back to Carlucci and welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Nice to have us here.
We are so glad to have you. Carlucci's been around forever. I think of great Italian food, but you guys also are going to cover some turkey for Thanksgiving, aren't you?
We are. We're going to do a 3-course turkey dinner, which would include choice of super salad, full turkey plate, and dessert. In addition to that, we're going to have a limited dinner menu for those people that
don't like turkey
or don't want to deal with it.
And there are people that don't like turkey, Bill.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. But you know what I'm seeing, Johnny, and I'm sure you're seeing the same thing, is that a couple of years ago, hardly any restaurants were open on Thanksgiving, and now every year more and more are open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they are. And for us, you know, we're there to accommodate our guests. And if they don't want turkey, we're going to have a limited menu with some of our signature items. And a variety of other items for them to choose from.
And you guys also provide, and I love this, an uncle who sits with you and disagrees about politics. I think that's such a nice touch.
You don't want to miss out on anything from Thanksgiving.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what about the decision to be open? Were you guys always open on Thanksgiving, or is this a new thing?
No, we've always been open on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
All right.
I've been driving to College of DuPage. I see the Carlucci. It's on Butterfield Road. That's technically Downers Grove.
It's right on the end of Downers Grove and borders Lombard. Yep. 355 and Butterfield Road.
All right. And another location in Rosemont?
There is one. There is no affiliation with Joe Carlucci.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Scratch that off my list.
So you're coming back, and that is one of the things that you guys are going to be doing stuff and meals, dinners, all kinds of things coming up through the holidays. But talk a little bit about the excitement of being back. Of course, you were with Carlucci's until 1997 with the kind of the heyday of what it is that they were doing, so much success. So talk about, you know, coming back to Carlucci's and what people are going to be looking forward to with you there at the helm.
Well, with me being back, what I'm going to do is I've been kind of focusing my efforts on giving people, you know, comforting food, things that they like. You know, in this day and age with so many restaurants in and around anywhere you go, we have to be accessible. We have to be accommodating to people. And
Could you stuff a turkey with gnocchi? Would that be something you could do?
You know what? I have to tell you the truth. I wouldn't recommend stuffing a turkey with anything because of, you know, you can get sick from that.
Yeah.
But, you know, turkey gnocchi. What a twist on turkey tetrazzini, right? What an interesting idea. I'll have to think of that one.
All right.
So are there two camps, Johnny? Are there people who are coming in and thinking, it's Thanksgiving, I must have turkey, that's the official food of Thanksgiving? And are there other people who go, give me anything but turkey? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, there are two camps. And, you know, and our take and position is to give people whatever they want.
Good. Very, very good.
And I know that coming up, we're going to be doing some things with kind of win your office party or kind of get together, have your office party at Carlucci's for the holidays, which I think is going to be kind of fun. So what kind of things do you have for people who want to have? I think it's going to be good. Wendy had mentioned it. It's tough to see. It's really easy to miss that location. It's a great location once you get there. You've got plenty of room, plenty of parking. But it is just because of kind of the landscaping around it. It's tough to see. So people get out there, experience it for their holiday work party. What are you guys doing?
Well, we are going to do a party called the Big Little Office Party. And it's going to be a large party for all the small businesses and individuals that want to celebrate the holidays with us in and around that area. There's going to be live entertainment, and you know, if I ever get out of the kitchen, that's entertaining too, or not. So that's going to be a lot of fun. A couple of other things that you know we like to do. I've been hosting cooking classes ever since I came back.
Oh, that's great.
So every month I do a themed cooking class.
I'll be interested with four other girlfriends. How do people do that? Anyone can participate?
Anyone can participate. It is definitely a hands-on cooking experience for our guests. However, one caveat. May not do one in December because we're busy, you're busy, everybody's really busy in December.
Yeah.
That is such a fun thing to do with friends or couples. It really is such a great idea.
And I get people to actually cook.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So imagine.
That's a lot of fun.
Now, Chef Johnny, has since you left in 97, then you come back to Chicago. Obviously, you know, this has just exploded as this great restaurant town. Are the questions that the people's in the classes, are they asking different questions? Do they seem more informed than maybe they were maybe 10, 20 years ago?
I think people in generally are very well informed, and the questions can be a gambit of everything. I mean, I can't take for granted that some of the simple things that I process other people may have a difficult time with. So it's an open-ended forum for them.
You were telling me somebody asked you that crazy question about can you put gnocchi in a turkey? You were telling me that before the show. That was so funny.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, I don't recommend stuffing a turkey with anything.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Welcome back. So
Thank
good
you.
To see you, Johnny. And I'm glad everything's going so well for you and everybody
so
over
much.
At Carlucci's. That's great.
1801 Butterfield Road, Downers Grove, CarlucciRestaurant.com.
We'll take a quick break. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
By the way,
Thank
a
you,
quick
Bill.
Break and then some news, and then there's a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.